Chumash Vayikra is a minig of Klal Yisrael. When you start to learn with kids, you learn Chumash Vayikra, a couple of psukim, then they go back to Bereishis. I don't know exactly if in America the minig is like that, but I know in Klal Yisrael the minig is like that for sure. I don't know what it's today. Also in America is like that. It's not? I see most Choshva people say yes. Choshva places, not people. This is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. And the question is really why. There's a medrash. The medrash says, Yavoyu tehoirim v'isasku betehoirim. Oh, but it needs a pshat, lemaisa. What is the pshat? You start to read Vayikra, the kids don't understand the word. Start Bereishis. That's what the other places like I decided to do. Like these people that don't learn Iyun, you know, they rush to learn Halacha because they can't understand the Rishonim. It's the same illness. Learn Iyun, and Oimek, even if we don't understand, this is what we do. We don't run away. Yeah? But back to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael start from Parshas Vayikra. Why? The Medrash says, Yavoyu tehoirim v'isasku betehoirim. Have a small aleph, a yikro, Chazal bin Dan, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a onov. There's a lot of different pshotim in the aleph, we'll get it. Well, maybe to explain a little bit, the word from Rabbele Lopian is Odom, Ish, v'nefesh. It's Odom ki yichto, Odom ki yakiv korbon, Ish ve'isho ki ima lumal ba'ashem, nefesh ki tichto ve'osto ora be'ine Hashem. We find over our parsha, the choite gets all different names that he's called with. When the parsha starts, about Odom ki yakiv. Later in the parsha we have V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'Hashem. Rashi has the kasha, we'll speak about it later. We have Ish v'isho ki yasu ora b'nei Hashem v'im nefesh achas techto b'shgogo me'amoretz. Sometimes it's Odom, sometimes it's called Ish, and sometimes he's called Nefesh. So, Dr. Ben Elopian, Odom is the lower madrege that a person has. Kimin ha'adomo lukocho. Odom is called Odom, earth, because he was made from mud. It's the lowest name you could give a human being, Odom. Ish, it's a man. It's a normal way to describe human being. Nefesh is already chelek eloikam imhal. The nefesh is the part. And the pasuk, when the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra speaks about the averis of human being, the pasuk calls it the nefesh achas techto bishgogo me'amoretz. The Torah calls the person that takes the chet a nefesh. So Rabbi Lopian brings down, I think, a moshel from the Chofetz Chaim, was a Kohen that married two girls. One girl was a Bas Kohen. One girl was a plain girl. Israel is Pshuto. He got a lot of Truma, boxes of Truma and Kochim. He's planning to have a big party. He came home and it became Tome. Someone was not careful. The wives were not careful. They touched it with Tuma. He's very upset. All the food you have to burn, there's nothing left. He yelled on both wives, but the one that he really yelled on and was upset with and punished was the Bas Kohen. So she asked him, why are you upset on me more than you're upset on the other one? So he told her, the other one, she never came from a Kohen's house. She doesn't know really how to look after Truma. It's new for her, the whole system. But you, the Bas Kohen, you know exactly how what happens with Truma and Tome. You lived it for years. You were 20 years by your father's house. You know exactly. you are not responsible, I'm more upset with you. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Lopihan, the person is made from guf v'neshama. The guf is choymer, he doesn't understand ruchnias, he doesn't say Gan Eden, Gehenna, he's not into that. The nefesh knows all about it. When it's a chet, nefesh kitoch techto. V'im nefesh achas techto b'shgogo ma'amahoretz ba'asoyso. The tviyah is on the nefesh. That is the tviyah on a person. When a person will come to the Shomayim, the ikar tviyah is on the nefesh. So why it starts the parsha Odom Kiyakriv Korban? The answer is, even that lemaise, the nefesh is the one that is choyte, but the korban, the tshuva that a person has to do, he has to give from the gashmias, a mesirus nefesh from the guf. This is the way to do tshuva. The lower part, the guf, the olam hagashmi, has to do the tshuva. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban la'ashem. So when we speak about the chet, it's nefesh ki techto v'ma'am ma'al ba'ashem. When we speak about the tshuva, it's odom ki yakriv mikem korban la'ashem. The odom has to bring the korban. Even that the ikar chet is the nefesh. This is the way Vayikra starts with Aleph. Vayikra Odom Ki Yakriv Mikim Korban LaHashem. This is Vayikra Aleph Perek Aleph. Vayikra Beis Pasuk Aleph. V'Nefesh Ki Sakriv. The only place, again, to make it clear, the whole Vayikra, when we speak about the Chet, Nefesh Ki Techto. When we speak about serving, Odom Ki Yakriv. Okay, to make it clear. And the Chet is Nefesh Ki Sechto. When we speak about the serving of the korban, bringing the korban, is Adam ki yakriv. Only one place in Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph it says v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha la'ashem. Rashi brings down lomo nemar nefesh, lomo loy nemar nefesh bekol hakorbanos elo b'menoches. Mi dargu li'snadav mincha oni. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ani Ol Olov Kiilu Hikriv Nafsha. The Ani doesn't have money, and even so he brings a korban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by him I look on it like the feste Mesirus Nefesh, like the biggest Mesirus Nefesh that a person has. So he brings a little korban, but it's Nefesh Ki Sakriv Korban LaHashem. Reb Moshe Feinstein would say, Alemol, because it's your side. The same way in Korbanos is rich people and poor people, and Avodas Hashem is rich and poor. Is rich, you know, Shas, Bavli, Rushalmi, it just goes. And is poor. It's a person that can't learn. It's very hard for him to learn. Very hard for him to understand. He struggles very stark. But that person is nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'Hashem. Hashem is makriv his couple pages, his couple hours, ki ilu hikriv es nafshe. It says every person has to have mesirus nefesh. Like we said, the nefesh does the avere, but odom ki akriv. You have to give him from your own zich, from your own yourself. You have to be makriv to Hashem. Odom ki akriv korban la'Hashem. That when a person has to be makpid, to be makriv. But even so, the oni is nefesh ki sakriv mincha la'ashem. A person that is hard for him, and he's mishtadel, and he works hard, Kadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv the bit that he does, like his makriv nafsho yoleo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv. So the parsha starts ba'odom ki akriv. That even that the nefesh does the chet, you have to do the mesirus nefesh. Zogt Reb Ella Lapian, when we start to teach the kids Torah, maybe I will first say over a volt from Rabbi Shesterenbuch, and then I will explain a little bit more the minig of Klal Yisrael, the premise hachashuvim, that you read first Vayikra. What is the avot of Moshe Sternbuch? I'm saying it b'shmoy first, because I'm mevigul ha'olam this week, Esther, and also because when I say it b'shmoy, I can say it like it is. Vayikra el Moshe, vayidaber Hashem ha'olam me'oy el moed. Rashi says Vayikra Hashem el Moshe, vayidaber Eilov. Eilov la'afuke Aaron. Aaron didn't hear. Aaron was number two. But Vayikra is Negeat Aaron. The most feared thing would be that Aaron would hear the Parshas HaKorbanos. Or even if not, and Vayikra to say that Aaron doesn't hear. Why the Torah is coming to be mad again? After the Zohar, Aaron didn't hear. Vayikra, Aaron doesn't hear Parshas HaKorbanos. Why not? Says muchach from here that even avodas hakorbanos has to go first. Moshe learns Torah, he's melamed Torah to Aaron, and then comes the avoda. So like Moshe Sternbuch, we say in Birkas Hashiveinu, right? We have Atochoinen, Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrosecho, v'korveinu malkeinu l'avodasecho, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleimo. I will do the order. Hashiveinu b'tshuva shleimo. Korveinu l'avodasecho, good davening, kedushas enayim, v'korveinu l'teirosecho. Hashiveinu avinu l'soirosecho, v'korveinu malkeinu l'avodasecho, v'achzireinu b'shuv. So you mentioned Sternbuch, the Iker b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Teire. Teire and Teire and Teire. Avodas Hashem noch Teire is a mile. Tshuva noch teire is a mile. Rabbi the Loshen of Moshe Sternbuch. Ve'adobo mechayev kol av lechanech es bnoi liyo es talmid chochem. Ve'al yoim ha'odom shedai li shebni yeh balabai stoiv. Agud ha'balabos. Hashem doesn't want avoido. He wants Hashiveinu avinu l'soy osecho. And then ve'korveinu malkeinu l'avoid osecho. The aleph beis is teire. The Torah was teaching Aaron the way of the chashivas of Aaron to accept the Torah, to accept the avodas Hashem. It's only if first he's learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, then you could accept the korbanos and then you could serve Hashem. So Vayikro el Moshe. Dehainu. I'm saying the oimek of the word of Moshe Sternbuch, ki emesu. Moshe emes. We wanted to teach Aaron, don't think the korbanos is only serving. Kodshim is a limud. The yeshivas that they learned the whole day, but yeah. It's not a echetimtza. These yeshivas exist, yeah? Couple floors. They exist. They learn Kodshim. It's a Gatsa Limud. Like we learn about Metzia, they learn Kodshim. It's a regular Limud. You also aim with Hashem. Don't think it's only a Chetimtza to do the Avoida. So Hashem was Madgish. It's a Limud that Moshe will learn and Moshe will teach Aaron. It's not only Echetim Tze Aroin, I need you to Shecht. Aroin, listen, Shecht like this, do like this, do like this. For be said to Aroin, it will look like it was something to say how to do. No, it's a limud. It's a limud bifnei atzmi. Grade, you have to also be makri. The whole Atere Kula is like that. We learn the Havamine. Yes, I will be tzatzodei, we learn the tzatzodei. We learn the Havamines. Not only in Shabbos here, but we learn in the Havaminas. Why we learn in the Havaminas? Yeah, Amir and Dal Adamas. Not Amir. What? Yeah, this is the way Torah goes. The Chulman HaTeira is, the guy, he rushes out, he closes the Mismedesh, he has to go to Psalach HaKel 2 years and goes back to America. That is the Chulman of Klal Yisrael. What comes out from the Ganze Limud? I'll go to that place, they will teach me, they will give me some sheets, and I can decide what to learn. It's not Klal Yisrael. Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, and you will tell Aaron, you will learn it, you will know it, and then you will teach it to Aaron HaKoyim. This is the Tzure. It's like a Moshe Shtar. We want the kid, when he starts to learn, we teach him Vayikro. Odom Ki Akriv. You have to be makriv yourself in Mesirus Nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not ish ki akriv, you makriv yourself. Mikem, chassidish asforim shteit, odom ki akriv mikem, means from yourself. We don't want to start with bereishis. We just think that learning Torah is to know the emunah and boira olam avade. We right away switch to bereishis, the aleph beis, to teach him the emunah and boira olam. But we want him to understand that Torah is limud. I'll say the way my rabbeim told me this vault, not so sharp. As a kid, the Torah is not only about the story. Listen, the Torah is leading from mitzvahs. Shvere vayikro. Yeah, this is Torah. We'll start with you with the stories. He has to know when he starts. Torah is a limud. Torah is a amolo shel Torah. Torah is a yegiyoso shel Torah. The pasuk is mamshich. Vayikro Hashem el Moshe. Rashi says, Lechol dibur vedibur ulechol amirois veamirois kodmo kriya loshen chibo. Every time that Hashem started to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, he called him in a pleasant, nice way. First Rashi in Vayikro. You have to understand, I'm going to say, maybe we speak to Machlekes Ramban and Rambam, the whole set of Vayikro. But again, first I can know that we're making Vayikro is Be'etzem the Tchilas HaLimud. Even though we have Eile HaMishpotim HaShatosim Lifneim, but Vayikro is Be'etzem after Seder HaMishkon, Vayikro Hashem El Moshe, Vayidaber El Omer El Moed, Be'etzem is Tchilas HaLimud. And Rashi says, Vayikro Lifnei Kol Dibur V'Dibur HaYokoyro LeBeloshen Chibo. What is this? Lifnei Kol Dibur V'Dibur HaYokoyro LeBeloshen Chibo. My Shtemberg brings down, again, I'm saying it's a double niflo. Hopefully a lot of you will be negea. The Torah is teaching us the way of Mesirus HaTorah from Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud, and father to son. Every time that Hashem started to teach Moshe Rabbeinu, Loshen Chibo. The Rebbe has to show his son Chibo. The father has to show his son chibo. Avad, if he doesn't behave, you have to yell on him, you have to scream on him, punish him. But before every limud has to start beloshen chibo, lekarev. When you start, you mekarev the Talmud. Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu what is seder alimud. What Moshe needs another kiru from Hashem. Every time when Hashem came to tell him, he gave him Loshen Chibo before he starts to speak to him. Vayikro b'Loshen Chibo. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Limud HaTorah with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Tzura to teach. I have a Talmud of mine who lives in a far country, not America, a far country. And the son is ready, it's almost Bar Mitzvah, son. And you know, he's in cheder, it just doesn't go. Man, he gets in trouble the whole time. He's a troublemaker, there's no question about it. But mamish, it became so bad, we had to switch him a cheder. Switched him a cheder. Spoke to him yesterday to this Talmud, how his son is doing. He said, Baruch Hashem, yesterday he got in trouble in the new cheder. He was called into the principal already. But he told me it's very interesting. He asked his kid, Nusa, how it was. He said, I'll tell you the difference of the first cheder to the second cheder. The first cheder, when I went into the principal, he started to scream at me. Yalla. He wanted me to be scared of him. I was not scared of him. I told him exactly who is the boss. He's the troublemaker. He said, the other principal, I walked in, I saw he cares about me. He screamed at me also, but I saw he really wants me to be a good kid to Matzliach and the Chayre. I decided I will help him. And I'm speaking in a super troublemaker. Even in Yisrael, we don't have such kids. But the kid felt, and he's right, you know what I'm saying? I know both schools. So I don't want to go into that. Yeah? The Lashon Chibo. Show your kid. The Torah is teaching us. That's what Rashi says. Show Lashon Chibo. The kid wants to see that you want him to be Matzliach. Kid wants to see that you want him to be Matzliach. So every time the parasha starts, the Medrash Rabbo, Vayikro Hashem el Moshe. Mikan omru, Kol Talmid Chochem She'ein Boideo Neveilo Toivo Emenu. What is Mikan omru? Teida Lechon. Moshe Rabbeinu Avi Chochem, Ava Neviim. Also nisim all olamorim lo nichnas lefnayim velefnim at shekro Hashem shenema vayikro Hashem el Moshe talmid chochem she'ein boideo neveil otoivo emenu. What does ein boideo means? He doesn't have the recherets. You have something with talmid chochem that doesn't have the recherets. It's neveil otoivo emenu. I don't know, when I speak about these things, I want to make it clear. I'm not trying to afford the specific Talmidei Chachomim. I'm trying to speak to you and the tzad that you will become Talmidei Chachomim. Yes, we're speaking very stark. We don't mean no one. I mamash don't mean no one, yeah? Even if I want to mean, I don't mean. I'm not mechavet to speak against. I want to speak very sharp about, very sharp that I can see here at least 50% becoming Talmidei Chachomim. I want to know, Talmid Chochem She'ein Boideo Neveilo Toiva Emenu. Why? So Reb Ella Lopian said, Neveilo stinks. But it's not the fault of the Neveilo that he stinks. What she could do? She's a Neveilo. She got a shot in the wrong place and maybe she became a Neveilo. Yeah? It's not her fault that she's a Neveilo. But a Talmid Chochem that could fix his midas, and he stinks for midas ras, Neveilo Toiva Emenu. But the Nedibi Yude said a famous pshat. One of the biggest maskilim that Klal Yisrael had was Naftali Wiesel. And he went to the government in the time of Nedibi Yude, and he said, Kol Talmid Chochem She'en Bidein Neveilo Toiva Emenu. Means a Talmid Chochem that is not secular, that doesn't know maths and doesn't know, what you need to know, yeah? But all these Chochmah, you know, the world, the history, a guy that doesn't have all the skills. And that was exactly in all of the yeshivas that they have to put in the Limud Chol. And they told her, what do you want? It's before Shem Medrash Rabbe. Talmid Chochem She'en Boideo Neveilo Toiva Emenu. We don't want you to stink. So the Nebi Yudah written a letter against this maskil. And he said, it's a different pshat. He says, Kol Talmid Chochem She'en Boideo means doesn't have Yira Shomayim. Neveilo Toiva Emenu. Why? And Neveilo, everyone knows that it stinks. So you just don't go close. Talmid Chochem that doesn't have midas and doesn't have Yira Shomayim, he's dangerous more from a Neveilo, because people follow him. People follow him. And you have to know, it's not only a Talmid Chochem, it's a Yeshiva Bochem. You have a Achrayas. I remember was a time, I can't remember the story exactly what it was. It was a bacher that had to leave 2 weeks early during the Zman. I don't remember the story. I think it was something a bit more serious. We'll speak about a bacher that has to leave 2 weeks early. I'm saying it was not that case. Now I remember what was the case. I remember the case was that was the time that the Rabbanim asked her to fly with a specific airline. It was Kvarim, different reasons. It was a Cheirem from Gdei Yisrael, you're not allowed to fly. And it was a Bacher that had to go back home, and this is the only ticket that he had was that airline. He asked me what to do. Not to go home, his parents couldn't afford it. They don't have the money to go on this airline, Bichil Lashem. So I told him to buy a colored shirt, to buy like a cap. He will not look like a from person. And this is what he did. He didn't come out in yeshiva today. I think that he put in his break fund, he keeps that shirt. Yeah. Why? People will see him flying, it's not Chilul Hashem. But people will see a yeshiva bacher flying, no one is listening to the Rabbanim. The airline will say, you see, the Rabbanim are fake. And Shiva Bacher comes home, Ben Azman. Sisters know, Shiva Bacher is something chashuv. They don't know it's so hard to learn. They don't understand that we stayed human beings. Yeah? They think you went to El Tisrael, you already touched the kotel, and your mama's a chashuv guy. Yeah? This is what the girls think. This is what they think. You come home and they see you sleeping till 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they see you scream on your parents. You take out all of them, what, from this half a year from your roommates, you take it out. I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying you're not a bad boy. You know what? Nevela tofa imen. The colored shirt with the cap is better for him. Why? He's not mashpia bad on no one in the neighborhood. People are expecting you. You yeshivalite. You came back home. They want you to give an example. Zog the neidu biyude. People don't understand. One of the Gedolim said, I forgot exactly on what he said it, that was one of the Amiroim, that he said something to the Ozra Amira. One man, that he thought that he's smiling, he thought that he's laughing at him. He was one of the Tanoim. And he had his ear, his hair went over his eyes. And the other Talmud asked him a shayla. And the other Talmud had like a split in his lips. But he thought that he's laughing at him. Nasan Be'enov, and he killed him. So Chafetz Chaim killed him. So he's such a fester Talmud Chochem. He shlugged me up. You understand? The Godel that managed to shlug up the Tana. If he smiles when he asks a kasha to his Rebbe, he will bring up a generation of mushchosim, killer. A guy that is not going to be the biggest Rosh Yeshiva, he's going to be there selling hot dogs in a stand. I'm saying that doesn't make a difference how he looks. But if you're going to be, nothing against these guys, chas v'sholem, I don't want chas v'sholem, someone ends up there, not to know we're not against you. But if you're going to be a Talmid Chochem, you're a Yeshivalite, you don't understand the Achrayas. And this is what the Debuta says. Talmid Chochem she'en boideyo nevelo toiva imen. You don't understand the Achrayas. Sometimes I go Erev Shabbos, I see Yeshiva Bochem. Lel Shabbos walking without hats in the streets. I cry. Such a Ashchose. You don't want to own a hat? I'm asking people that don't own hats. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to own a hat. I'm not discussing that. I'm speaking of people that are in the bar mitzvah and the chassid, they will have a hat. And these people I'm speaking about. People that don't own hats, this is the way they dress. There's no shaykhs. But they're walking without a hat in the street on Shabbos. They're going to a Shabbos meal without a hat. So what message they give to everyone around them? Shabbos. The next generation will go without yarmulkes. Same thing. A yeshiva bacher goes dressed like a yeshiva bacher. remember once was a store near Yeshiva. Now it has a Hechsher. We're speaking 20 years ago. That store did not have a Hechsher. And I was speaking with a young man and learning. And I was very thirsty. Then it was nothing here. It was mamish. It's not like they sold food all over the steps. That day was nothing around. It was like one or two stores. It was mamish. There was no kashrus at all in that store in that days. So we had to go in to buy a can of drink. We bought a can of drink. Again, we carried on arguing in the sugya. I think it was something in Ksuas. No? And then I see three seminary girls are standing at the top of the street, and they started to walk towards us and stopping. So I went over and asked them if I could help them. They said, you know, they were looking for a place to eat. You see this chashur restaurant near Yeshiva Smir. They thought, it's not near Yeshiva Smir, we don't want to open a restaurant, not kosher. But the maize, they saw there's no hechsher. Now they saw two yingelayim going in, so this is, so the other two tiny, maybe you're allowed to buy it. But they're not sure. So they were hesitating if the assos, not the assos. I learned how dangerous it is to walk into the store. You could walk into the store, they will buy, and then, you know, it'll be like a room in the seminary that is kosher. Like a lot of restaurants today, yeah? Because I'm a soil of a mower that it's kosher, yeah? And everything would go to my cheshbon because I was not careful. If I have to wait Thursday, take off a yarmulke and walk in. That's not a problem. You don't want to go to and buy a cap, yeah? But to go in with a yarmulke and a hat and jacket, I went a couple weeks ago. I had to eat in a hotel for Shabbos, yeah? So I got two top mashgichim of the whole kashrus to be there, and after I checked it, I saw that I can't eat there. So they cooked for me separately food for Shabbos. The hotel, the chef had special, and from everything in the whole hotel was only two dishes that I was allowed to eat. It was like 50 dishes in the simcha. Mashgiach told me, for you is two. And the soup that I got was a pair of soup they gave me. And they cooked. You know how much phone calls I got from them, if you're allowed to eat in that place or not? And I told the mashgichim then, the reason I wanted the kasher, the whole thing for me, not because I'm frum, could I also eat without a hechsher? But I'm not going to be a hashgacha in such a whole place, in my name. I'm not saying, maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. It's irrelevant. I don't want to give the hechsher. I never checked the place. I don't want to give a hechsher. But it's not me. It's you when you come home. It's your young brother. He thinks his older brother sits and learns in yeshiva. He's a chashuv guy. And what he sees, shachris, after shmonesri already, he's over. You never know the hashpoah that a person can have. So kol talmid chochem she'ein b'daas, the Rebbe Yehuda said, nevei l'toivo amen. The pasuk is mamshich. Maybe before that, I just want to take it's a big issue to know. It's a machlekes Rambam, it's Megillat HaGadol Shel Pesach. Rambam and Ramban on Parshas Vayikra. The Rambam brings down that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the Beis HaMikdash was in Hilchis Beis HaBchira. Mitzvas Ese Lasris Bais LaHashem Muchon Liyos Boi Makrivim Korbonois The Rambam learns the tachlis of Beis HaMikdash was to serve korbanos to Hashem. The Ramban says no. The tachlis of Beis HaMikdash was v'shochanti b'soichu. And Hashem never mentioned in Chumash Shmo is korbanos. Parshas Eikev, he says, the Iker is the Oren. Why Hashem start with the Oren? Because the Oren is Mokim Ashroas HaShchina. Zog the Ramban in Psiche LeParshas VaYikra, Kasher Hishlim HaMishkon Tzivu BaKorbanos Shelo Yigro Imachet V'Yistalek Ashroas HaShchina Tzivu Korbanos Lechaper Al Avinei Seyem. So the Rambam learns the tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash is Parshas Vayikra. Livne lo is bayis lehakrivel of korbanos. And the Ramban learns the tachlis is Ashroas Hashchina. V'hu shetzivonu la'asis oroin. Why it says oroin oroin the whole time? If the tachlis is mizbeach, it's mizbeach the main thing. Elo mishelo yeakvu akorbanos v'tistalik shchina meYisrael tzivol akorbanos. Elo laseder all of us we know alachas kama toiv akful umchopeles aleinu. שראי ציונו, וכיוון בני הר סיני, ונוסד התאירה, והכניסנו לארץ ישראל, ובונו לנו אסבייס הבחירו, נו? לחפר על כל אבי נסיינו. פרק דה מפורשים, we see the בעל הגודל, לא נזלק דה רמבה. ובונו לנו בייס הבחירו, לחפר על כל אבי נסיינו. This one's great, the member, you could say, לא נעשה את זה, yeah? She does beskerot that kol amar bel saper does mean dafka sipur yitzis mitzrayim even drash parsha zu. So the world frank the kash so luchur etz muchach from the balagode the loike haramba. So I heard from my shver that he wants the taina that the ganze ramban is only on the mishkan. Mishkan ha'edus tzivo lasis lo'oroin like the ramban says in parshas. Eikev, that the Oren was the main thing because the Mishkan was Eidu Sheshchino Sheiro B'Yisrael. Why there was Korbanos in the Mishkan? That the Shechino will not go away. Ober and Beis Abchire, dear ready to the Ramban is Moide that it's Lechaper al Kol Avinu Seinu. And he says a Givaldik Gevalt, if this Pshat is true. They explain the difference of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, but if it's true, he says a Givaldik Gevalt. We say the Balagode, it's not true. We had a Mishkan. We don't need Besabchira lechaper al kol avinaseinu. The Talmud says the Mishkan was not lechaper al avinaseinu. The Mishkan was Eidus LeYisrael. The Besabchira was lechaper al avinaseinu. So forget. Instead of asking from the Balagode lefi the Ramban. Will be a riot in the Balagode lefi the Ramban. That the Besabchira was lechaper al kol avinaseinu, and the Mishkan is not. But you have to know, chutz from that we say in Teres, what is mekubal in the world, that is machlekes Ramban, big psiche leparshas vayikro. Ramban explains why vayikro is a separate chumash, it's a separate, it's not a part of the system. If the Mishkan, I lechud, this one had to be. You had to have the parshas of korbanos there. Ramban says the Mishkan Midrash doesn't need korbanos. The Mishkan doesn't need korbanos. Korbanos is for us. And the Rambam says no. The sheboinim bayis lehakrim by korbanos. The Chef said the bayis. I'm saying only for said there is a difference. The Mishkan and the bayis. I'm finished with one vault. ויקרא אל מוישה, זאת רשי, הכל הולך ומגיע לאוזנו, וכל ישראל לא ישומים. מאויל מויל, מלמד שהכל נפסק ולא יוצא חוץ לאויל מויל. יוכל בבן שהכל נמוך, תמוד לא ימרס הכל. מהו הכל? כל השם בכויח, כל השם בהודו, כל השם שר הרבוזים. אם כן, לא מלמד, מויל, מלמד שהכל נפסק. Huge noise stops in the door. Why? So you could say Hashem speaks very loud, but granted, it can't go out. But it's brought down, as in the Baal Shem, was masbir it, that it's not the pshat that the coil was only there. Hashem's coil is all over the world. You need ruchnius ears to hear the coil Hashem. It was only possible to hear it in the oil moyed. It's not the pshat that the noise of the voice was inside the walls and it was not outside. And what he said, Chazal say, "Bechol yoyim baskol yoytzes ma'ar Sinai, oy loyim lebroyosh me'el boyno shel toiro." If no one hears that baskol, why it comes out? For who is this baskol? He says, the ruchnias hears it, the yiddish and neshama hears it. He says, sometimes a person feels like pitom, he wants to be better. He has to know now that his neshama heard it. And if he chaps himself, he could go weiter and weiter.